Welcome back. It is a very, very busy time at the Quincy Animal Care Center and the Quincy Animal Shelter, the new headquarters off of Quarry Street. So the directors of both have stopped by here to bring us up to date. Please welcome Sandra Sines, Brett Hale. Ladies, thanks for coming over. Great to see you both.
Great to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you for having us.
You are very welcome. Happy fall. Yes. And Sandra, unbelievable. It's been, several months now since you've been in the new shelter, right? How's it been going?
It's been going great. It's been a very busy time. We moved in May, and we're finally getting settled. As you know, it's a much bigger space than we're used to, so it's taken us a while to, you know, get settled in and put everything in its place, but we're happy, and the animals love it, and great time to adopt a pet.
Right, and I mean, one of the biggest bonuses is you have a lot more time to do that, right? You've expanded your hours.
Right, exactly. Yep, Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 4.
Yes, although not tomorrow, right?
Not tomorrow,
yes.
That's correct. That's correct.
For folks watching right now, closed tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And Brett, it's just one part of the whole animal care center, right, is the shelter.
Yes, we have three entities in the building. So it's obviously the Quincy Animal Shelter, Animal Control, and then the Police K-9 Unit all reside here, which is awesome to be together and work together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know you're particularly proud of a program that you started soon after the center opened, right? A pet food bank.
Yes. Yeah. So we have a pet food bank, as you said, for dogs and cat food. It's currently open to Quincy residents, but I am going to expand that so you can, for people watching, pay attention to Quincy Animal Shelter Facebook, and then the Animal Care Center webpage will have the updates of which towns are going to be included.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be hopefully serving more people, and it's just there to help people when they're experiencing maybe a little bit of a hard time and need some dog or cat food for a few weeks. They can reach out to me and get some food.
Okay, so folks do still have to kind of arrange a time to come?
I ask that people reach out beforehand just so I can make sure I have what they are looking for in stock. Yep. And then it's typically Monday through Friday when I'm there that we do the pickups.
Okay. Either call or email you.
Yep.
To set that up. Okay.
Yeah.
And can folks also make donations?
Yes. It is donation run. So I'm very grateful the shelter is supportive of it. Interfaith here based in Quincy is helpful.
Oh, really?
They give me some food as well. We work together through their food pantry.
Yes.
But if anyone is looking to make donations, they can always reach out to me or bring it to the Animal Care Center.
Okay, all right. I'm assuming you're looking for non-opened packages.
Yes, non-opened and not expired.
And not expired, right.
Pet
food is just as, if not more, expensive than people food these days.
So
it can be a factor for sure.
Finances. So hoping to help people take that burden off.
Have you found it to be popular so far?
We've had a good amount of people reaching out. Happy to help everyone and looking forward to expanding the population we serve.
Okay, very good. Now, Sandra, there is so much going on at the shelter. Three different events, and I'm sure there's more than that to talk about. But we'll start with tomorrow is the Cornhole Tournament.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's our third annual Braintree Beer Garden Takeover and Cornhole Tournament.
Okay.
And it's an amazing fall event. It's in Braintree.
Yep.
Big open field. If you like beer, it's fun. If you like dogs, it's great. People are invited to bring their well-behaved, leashed dogs to the event.
I like that.
And if you like cornhole, you can sign up. There's still a few slots available. It's $100 a team.
Okay.
And you can play cornhole for the afternoon.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a try. I don't know if I'll make it past round one, but we're going to give it a whirl.
Well, that's the fun thing about cornhole is anybody can try it.
Yeah. And all of the profits of the event go directly to the animal shelter and the care of the animals. There's raffle prizes, baskets, QAS wear. We just got our fall collection in.
Like the sweatshirt
this is, no, this is old,
oh,
but
that's old.
We
okay.
just got some great fall colors, all new merchandise. Oh. So you'll be able to purchase that. But it's just a great event.
Yeah.
It's casual, it's fun, perfect for the whole family. And it's a great day.
Yep, some live music I know will be
there live music
as
too.
Well. And of course, as you said, dogs.
Yep.
noon to 4.
Yes.
At the Braintree Beer Garden on Washington Street. It's way up on the Highlands, I think, is where that's located. And no admission charge, right?
Just to play cornhole.
Just to play cornhole, which is hugely popular.
Yes.
And highly competitive these days. Okay, so the weather looks great for that tomorrow.
Looks like it's going to be a great day.
Let's hope it's just as nice on Monday, October 20th.
Yes.
For your second annual charity golf tournament.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
Yeah. Last year it was an amazing success. We raised about $34,000.
Wow.
And we hope to be able to repeat that. We have an amazing bunch of sponsors who are helping us with the event. This year we've added breakfast to the day.
Really?
Breakfast and dinner. We have a nice evening celebration with raffle prizes, silent auction, and again, hopefully the weather. Last year the weather was perfect. We're asking for a second, second favor here. But the golf field is just about filled, so if anyone's still interested, I think there's some slots available.
Okay.
But it was a really good event, and of course, Granite Links, great place to play a round of golf. So. You know, we're hoping it's going to be great, but we have really good raffle prizes and silent auction items.
Oh, can you give us a sample?
Lots of gift cards, in baskets. I know there's a trip to Ireland. I think there's a trip to Panama. There's some really cool dog and cat sculptures, but there's a lot of golf items.
Obviously,
we have some items for pet enthusiasts, but there are a lot of golf items available. So
okay, all right. Again, that's Monday, October 20th.
Yep.
Tee off at 11 o'clock in the morning at Granite Links.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it's an all-day affair.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, all day.
All right. So block your calendar off now.
Yep.
And if that weren't enough, your volunteer appreciation dinner is coming up as well.
Yeah. So this is one of my personal favorite events.
Yeah.
We started doing this about 15 years ago.
Oh, wow.
We are nothing without our volunteers.
So true,
it sounds cliche, but it's really, really
the truth.
Well,
there's over 100 of them, right?
135, roughly. We're actively adding to the volunteer ranks because of the space and the number of animals we're caring for. But the volunteers show up 365 days a year, and they care for the animals. And it's not a job to them. I mean, they love coming.
Yeah.
The volunteers form friendships, relationships. I, through the shelter, have met some amazing people that I never would have met if it wasn't for Quincy Animal Shelter. So it's a night that is all about them.
Sure.
We give out awards, the Rookie of the Year Award, Shelter Director's Award, President's Award. Last year we started something, our own version of the Oscars, called the Fluffies, which is really fun. And the reason we love it so much is because the volunteers vote for each other. So, we have the best pet rescue story, cat, dog, just all kinds of ways to celebrate the volunteers.
Yep.
They usually get a nice gift for their work and their appreciation. So it's, it's fun.
Special night.
It's important.
Yeah. It's so important to say thank you to folks who give their time and effort.
Yeah.
This is November 2nd. That's a Sunday evening up at the Terrell Room at 5:30.
Yes.
And again, I'm sure proceeds go right back to the shelter, right?
Yeah.
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 Very
it's cool.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
We got through all that. Now we have to talk about Winky.
Yes. Very.
There is a surgical suite at the new Animal Care Center, right? Yeah, what is that for?
So the surgical suite is for our veterinarians. So first of all, we don't have any veterinarians on staff.
Right.
Our veterinarians volunteer their time. And the surgical suite, one of the dreams that we had, including Kit Burke, who was the director at the time, when we were talking about building the new shelter, was the ability to perform surgeries, primarily spay and neuters, anything simple, maybe a dental, growth removals, things like that.
Before you found a forever home for the for the pets,
right? So any animal that is in our care can, we can perform, the vets can perform surgeries on them at the shelter. And what this does is, right now all of our surgeries are done off-site. So we have to utilize and pay for services that we use four or five different vet hospitals in the area. And we have to find transport for the animals to go to all of the vets. And that takes long. We have to wait for appointments. So this means, and Winky was the first recipient of this, he went from, you know, his cage at the shelter into the surgical suite, had his surgery performed. He was already spoken for adoption-wise. So that day, after a couple of hours in recovery, he was able to go right into his adoptive home.
So he
didn't have the stress of transport. He didn't have to wait in the shelter for extra weeks to get that appointment at a vet.
Yeah, we have some photos we want to show folks. Yeah. So this is the first time that the surgical suite has been used at the new shelter.
Yes.
And we see the procedure being performed right there. And this is a vet that comes to the shelter?
She is, she's a veterinary ophthalmologist, and we came to know her because her husband is a volunteer at the shelter.
Oh, okay.
He just happens to be a registered vet tech.
Okay.
So they are a fabulous pair, a great resource for us, and they've helped us out with a lot of our animals.
Yeah, and who are the folks here that we're seeing, Sandra? Who are these folks?
That is Brad Britton, who is the registered vet tech, and his wife, Dr. Ashley Zabora.
Okay.
And she's a, like I said, a veterinary ophthalmologist,
yes.
So she's a specialist.
Very specialized.
Yeah, very specialized.
And we see it was successful, a happy outcome for, for Winky.
Yes.
And is now gone to his forever home?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. So the person waiting, you know, didn't have to wait either.
Right.
Because it was all done in-house.
Exactly.
There. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. How will this suite be used in the future?
Well, next week we're going to start doing spays and neuters.
Yes.
And the animals that will be spayed and neutered next week, they are animals that belong to the shelter that, you know, eventually will be adopted.
Okay.
So the surgical suite has the potential, like depending on the veterinarian that's working there, we could do 30 spay neuters in a day.
Amazing.
You know, so it's cost us a lot of money to get it up and running.
Yeah.
I know we've just on supplies alone, we've spent about $28,000 getting what we need to get it up and running. But the savings, you know, that's what we're hoping for, is that we're not going to have to have animals at the shelter for as long, which allows us to save money, but we also don't have to pay full retail on the vet services.
Yes.
I mean, we do get discounts from some of our vets, which we're very grateful for, but this is going to be a much bigger saving.
Sure.
That surgery alone, retail would have cost
$4,000. Oh, yeah.
And Brad and Dr. Zambora donated 100% of their time.
That's amazing, yeah. Mm. And Brad, I know that there'll be an option soon for some Quincy residents to have free spay and neutering, right?
Yes, yeah. So we have started working with the Spay Wagon of Animal Rescue League of Boston.
Yeah.
And so they've been coming to the Quincy Animal Care Center once a month for dog spay and neuter days. And then this month, October, we had our first cat day. So we're looking to do hopefully one cat day and one dog day each month.
Okay.
And the Quincy Animal Shelter has the McDuff Fund that they would like to use to pay for Quincy residents spay neuters for their dogs that are in need, potentially cats. So they're coming next month in November for both dog and cat days. You can find the dates on the Quincy Animal Shelter Facebook. It's November 3rd is going to be our cat day, and November 24th, I believe, is our dog day.
Okay.
So people can email or call me to get, I can see if we can fit them on the van through the McDuff Fund. I don't know if you have more you want to say.
Yeah. I just want to say thank you to John McDuff.
Yes.
For anyone who may recall, he ran an organization called the Quincy Animal League. And when he passed away, he left a sizable amount of money to the shelter, but it is restricted. It has to be used for spay and neuter for Quincy residents. So, you know, we've definitely helped out some people in the past, but now having the spay wagon come to the shelter is going to make it a lot easier for us to do that, because we can't do owned pets in the surgical suite.
Right.
That, unfortunately, is something that we don't
see. Yeah, you're not a private.
Yeah, we're not private, and we can't do that, but having the spay wagon at our premises is going to make it a whole lot easier to provide great. Those services for people.
It's great. And I know there'll be a rabies vaccination clinic coming up soon as well, so folks should keep an eye out for that, right?
Yes, that will be sometime in November, working with Banfield Pet Hospital, the shelter, and the city.
Great. So much going on, ladies. Yeah. Thank you so much. It's been great to catch up with you. We invite folks to check out the websites or phone numbers or just stop by and visit. It's a great location. Good to talk to you both.
Thank you for having
us.
You're
welcome.